Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl, how are you, pal?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're excited. Good news. Good news. Right, last week, there was for the last few weeks, the Browns haven't been able to practice. It didn't hurt them, but this week, full week of practice, everybody's back, right? Every starter that's played the majority of the second half is playing in this game except for Olivier Vernon, right? Denzel Ward is back. Petonio's back. Kevin Johnson's back. The whole coaching staff. I know Conklin didn't get a lot of practice in, but he seems to be trending toward playing. Njoku seems to be trending toward playing. B.J. Goodson. So right now, from an injury/COVID standpoint, knock on wood, the Browns look like they're in really good shape.
Yeah, the good news is they're in good shape heading into Kansas City. The bad news is everything went right this week. Everybody's healthy. Nobody on the virus list. Coaches or players, and they had a full week of practice. So hopefully that is just a little bit of a preamble of what we can expect Sunday, and hopefully the good times continue to roll. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly you if you're the Browns and Kevin Stefanski, you're feeling a lot better about things going into a playoff game than you did maybe a week ago, because again, all your guys are available to you. And yeah, they got four guys that are questionable. We'll see. I think that Conklin's going to try and play. B.J. Goodson said earlier this week that he will play. We'll see about, Stephen Carlson's not that big of a deal, but Njoku is. We'll see if he's able to play with a hamstring. And oh yeah, Sammy Watkins. He's not going to play. So
right.
It's another thing that's, happened to go the Browns' way here.
Hey, before we, push ahead to this game, I know Bull kind of mentioned it there. What was your take on the whole Chase Claypool stuff with the Juju stuff, yesterday, the day before, talking crap about the Browns and the classlessness of them and all that stuff?
Well, I had to I double-checked the schedule and confirmed that the Steelers aren't playing this weekend, so he's better off, just worrying about making his vacation plans. I think that once you lose the game, you got to shut up, okay? You lost the game, therefore you lost your right to talk smack. Also, I don't want to hear anything from the Pittsburgh Steelers about class.
Really?
When their other dummy receiver danced on logos and peeved everybody off until they finally had to tell him, hey, clown, knock it off. So, yeah, I don't want to hear anything about class from any Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sorry.
Okay, now let's move ahead to this weekend's game. Everybody's talking about how the Chiefs are this great offense. They haven't played great this year. They've won a lot of games by, single digits. They are a 10-point favorite against the Browns this weekend. Do you see this game being close? Do the Browns have a chance, Daryl, in this game?
Yeah, I do think that the Browns have a chance. We've seen historically through the years, Dustin, that upsets happen in the divisional round all the time. The Jaguars did it to the Steelers. It's happened to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers before. Absolutely the Browns could go into Kansas City and upset the Chiefs. They're not going to face the 70,000-plus Rockets fans at Arrowhead. There's going to only be around 12,000 in the stands. It'll be loud, but it's not going to be jet engine loud like that stadium is known for. But You know, their offense is obviously something to worry about. I think that the Browns really got to jump out to the early lead, kind of dictate the pace of the game, so to speak, and not have to, you know, play catch up with Mahomes and the Chiefs. So I do think that there's a very real possibility that the Browns could find themselves in the AFC Championship against either Baltimore or Buffalo.
Darryl, you know, we're all excited that everybody's back. However, we've seen what we think COVID has done to Myles Garrett. He hasn't been quite as good since coming back.
Right.
That's a factor, I would think, potentially for Betonio and Ward and Kevin Johnson, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, Betonio told us today that he, you know, and he made it very clear, he feels very lucky that he did not suffer many effects. He said really the two major symptoms that he suffered for, he had fatigue for a couple of days, and, you know, he lost the sense of smell for a while, but he feels fine and he feels okay. Denzel told us that he feels like he's, you know, back to himself and that he will be fine. You know, when you talk about Garrett, you know, this is a guy at, what, four strip sacks, I think, in the first seven games, if I remember correctly, and he hasn't had any since. He's got like two and a half sacks in the six games that he's played since returning in week 13. Last week, he registered a single tackle in the box score in that win over the Steelers. Now, guys around him have made plays. It's not had to be Myles Garrett and nobody else on the defensive side of the ball, which is obviously a great sign. But, you know, he said today he feels like he's due for a big game. And, you know, obviously taking on Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, this is the game to be doing it in against the defending champs. So he keeps telling us every week that he's feeling better and better, but you can see in these games, there are times where he's got the hands on the hips and he's, you know, he's breathing real hard. He's giving you all he's got. There's no question about it. I'm not criticizing him, not by any stretch of the imagination. You are getting 200% effort from Myles Garrett. But, you know, the reality is that this virus, you know, is serious. And, you know, he obviously was affected pretty heavily by it.
Darryl, what do you think this game comes down to? Like, what would be the key if you were game planning as Kevin Stefanski and the Browns to try and win this football game?
Well, I think it comes down to the Browns' offense, Dustin, and them, you know, controlling the pace of the game. And what I mean by that is nice, long, sustained drives that preferably end in touchdowns, because I don't think you're beating the Kansas City Chiefs, Dustin, with field goals. So, you know, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, you know, they haven't been overextended in recent weeks. They've been able to kind of, you know, spread out their carries, so to speak. They haven't been taxed. Might have to think about taxing them a little bit in this game. Even Myles said today that, you know, the best place to be on the field with, you know, Pat Mahomes is when he doesn't have the ball, you know, when it's in the Browns' possession. So they understand what they're dealing with this offense. We know, Travis Kelce's having a career year in that. So I think this game, Dustin, simply comes down to the Browns dictating the pace of the game with long, methodical drives that just chew up a ton of time. Because Patrick Mahomes doesn't need a lot of time to score either. That's the other thing to keep in mind. I mean, you leave 30 seconds on the clock, that's 30 seconds too much for him. So that to me is going to be the key in my estimation Sunday.
All right, Darryl, that's give us your plan. Prediction for the game.
Well, I kind of feel like I'm doing a public disservice if I pick the Browns, right?
Everyone you should hated definitely me not pick the Browns, yeah.
I probably should not, just in public interest, I should not say what I think. So, all right, fine. I'll just say the Chiefs are going to win. I'll go Chiefs 34, the Browns 33.
All right, Darryl. Good stuff, buddy. Okay. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.